Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm continuing my series on how to be a mature and responsible adult. So next is get it done and complete what you start. If something doesn't truly work for you, then quit and move on. But don't just quit because you're scared, doubtful, or thinking you are not enough. The mature adult gets it on, sticks it out, even when it's hard, even when they feel inadequate, even when they're feeling insecure, even when they are doubtful. Because in sticking it out, you overcome the fear, you overcome the doubt. You overcome the thought that you are not enough because you're going to show yourself that you are enough to finish. Complete what you start. Now, I do believe very strongly that we start things for all different reasons. And sometimes those reasonings are not rooted in our highest and greatest good. That's fine. Well, quit at those things, and I want you to quit at those things. But if you've thought something through and it feels like you, it feels exciting, it feels magical, it feels like light, and maybe you're not seeing the result right away that you want, that is not an invitation to quit. It is not a sign it's not meant for you. It's not a sign that it's never going to work out. It is simply an opportunity to keep going. So yes, quitting can be a form of celebration and enlightenment, especially when you're quitting something that didn't work in the first place or stopped working or you've outgrown. Yeah, quit that stuff 100%. But if you've set out to do something and you hit the first roadblock, that's not a reason to quit because challenges are to be expected. It just is. It just is. Things will always show up at the most inopportune time. And it's how we deal with it in those moments that shows us that we are a strong, stable, mature, responsible adult. And here's the next layer to this. What if those challenges are serving you well? If everything that shows up in your experience is a blessing, how does the challenge support you being your best you? So it could be you just launch your business and all of a sudden something goes weird and you wind up having to take money that you had designated for your business or getting you through the startup period and you have to devote it to something else. There is a blessing in that for you. Yes, it's uncomfortable. Yes, it sucks. And I'm not saying, oh, be happy about it. No, you know, feel all your feelings. But after you're done feeling all your feelings, I want your first thought to be, how is this situation blessing me? And the blessing comes in a lot of different forms. It can be that in going through that experience, something clicks in you and you're like, I'm going to make this business work no matter what. Or it could be, you know what? I want to be better prepared. I hadn't even considered that. Now that's on my radar. I will prepare for that as I move forward. It could be, oh, I didn't understand how that worked. Now I know how it works, and I'll be better able to handle it moving forward. So get it done, complete what you start, even if you face challenges, which inevitably you will. is not a sign that it's not meant for you, and it's not a sign to quit. And you'll know because are you waking up every day and telling yourself, I love this, I still want to do it. Yes, it's hard. Yes, it has its challenges, it has its struggles. I have my moments of wrestling with myself, but I still want to do this thing. Assuming that doesn't have anything to do with another human being, i.e. like being in a relationship, go all in. Go all in. And when I say another human being, a specific human being, because that person has free will. I think somebody, more often than not, I see people take this get it done, gotta make it work mentality into situations where they have no control, which is something like a romantic relationship where the other person has their own choices and decisions that they get to make. There can be some, instead of looking at it and saying, hey, what is this? What is the essence of being in a romantic relationship? They get really focused on getting that person. And that's just not. Or getting that one job with that one company in that one department. Mm-mm. You know, I got a lot of thoughts on this. I could go on, but I'm already at 6 minutes on this podcast, so I'm gonna end here. So get it done, complete what you start. Okay, so my tips for adulting around this, because I am actually fantastic at this. Incremental action daily. Know what your bare minimum is and keep that really small, because if you set a very low minimum on how much action you need to take, when you hit that, you're going to get that surge of feel good and it'll help you to keep going, right? It'll help you to reach higher heights. And then be open to what you cannot see, right? When I talk to people about the fact that I write novels, they're like, what? You know, that's such a novel. What's that? Like, oh my God, that's a huge undertaking. And I thought that too before I wrote one. And what I discovered is because I love it, because I'm devoted to it, because I want to do that work, I'm going to figure out how to get it done. And I'm going to stay on track and 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 stay on track until I get to the end. And when I say end, it's published, it's in the world. And then after that, a whole nother phase begins, which is called selling that work. And I just stay in it every single day. There is not a day that goes by that I think, oh, not a romance author today. Oh, I'm not a spiritual teacher today. I'm in it all the time. And I think that is what enables me to get things done. I don't give up. And I'm always looking for easier and easier ways to do things. And I find really small incremental action, particularly when I'm not feeling super high vibe or my energy levels are low. I'm like, okay, what's the bare minimum I have to do today? And there's just not a day I skip. No, I just stay with it because I know life is better in it than outside of it. Because I spent a lot of years outside of it saying, huh, wish I could do what that person is doing. Wish I could have a career like that. And then I finally realized, like, girl, get in it and stay in it. And then you're that person that you're admiring. Yeah. So that's how I get it done. I just don't stop. And then I'm also mindful of the things I commit to getting done. I don't say a lot of yeses anymore. Mm-mm. It's so funny. And saying that out loud here on this podcast, I remember there was a time where I heard a teacher say that and I didn't understand what they meant, and now I get it. I'm like, oh yeah, I don't say many yeses. because I'm so deeply devoted to what I'm up to, I want to use my time and energy for the life that I want, not the life that I'm living by default. Or, oh, somebody asked me to do this and I don't want them to not like me, so I'm going to do this thing. No, I know that fucking doesn't work. Also, making decisions from a place of scarcity or lack doesn't work. So now that I'm pretty clear on that, I'm always looking for, okay, what other option is available to me? How other way can I see the situation? And as a result of that, I'm able to get things done. You know, in July last month, I did 80 podcasts. 80. And I think about how I was able to do it, right? And I was just show up. Just show up. Say, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to put some systems in place to hold myself accountable. And I'm just going to show up and 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 show up. And that's how novels get written. And that's how 80 podcasts get done. I think the number for this month is 43. And I'll probably record them all over within I'll probably do all 43 within probably the total, probably about 5 days. And I just always think back to something I heard about Miles Davis. He was ready to take a contract with a major label that would expand his reach. And he was in a contract with a smaller label. And to fulfill that contract, he had to provide four records to them. And he recorded four records, four full albums in 2 days. And he said there were no second takes. I knew where I was going. I knew what I needed to do. And they were quality. It wasn't like he just threw some shit at the wall. And I think it's a testament, yes, to talent and skill set and stamina, yeah. But I also think it's a testament to knowing where you're going. So I think that is one of the ways to get it done and stick with it, is know where you're going and believing that you will arrive, having faith that you will arrive, and that will keep you showing up. If you are doubting yourself, if you're not believing in what is possible for you, if you don't have a clear vision for where you're going, it can be difficult to stick with something. And if you have unresolved trauma, and as a result, it's triggered some mental illness, so you're not really clear about who you are at any given moment, at any day of time, you might be chasing a lot of fool's gold, or fool's goals. Not that you're a fool, but it's fool's gold. So it's like all that glitters is not gold. And so you're chasing a lot of things that aren't real gold because you don't know who you are. And so I would say focus on doing the work to heal, knowing what, having a vision for what healed looks like to you, and incrementally tuning into yourself and asking yourself what you want and being willing to move in that direction. All right, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Obviously, this is one of my favorite of adulting, is get it done and complete what you start, because I've figured it out. Because, you know, I can say this because I know she doesn't listen to this program, but if she did, I explained to her what I meant. She'd still take it out of context. But I have a mom who doesn't often finish what she starts. And I know I picked her to be my mom because I knew what would fundamentally be the catalyst for me living the life of my dreams is learning how to finish what I start. I'm not saying she hasn't finished everything, Well, my mom. But there are a lot of things, the big things that she's really wanted. They're just dreams in the ethers. And so what I discovered is it's a 360 experience. You got to do your internal work. Got to, you got to look at your psyche. You got to look at your sense of self. You got to look at your energy levels, your well-being, who you surround yourself with, how you see yourself. And then what do you want to do? What are you called to do? What do you feel inspired to do? And putting systems in place so that you can actually accomplish that goal. And when it's hard, keep going. And because I have a mom who doesn't finish things, it's not like I can go to her and say, like, matter of fact, it's a joke now between her and I. I'll call her and be like, give me one of your terrible pep talks. They're awful. My mother gives the worst pep talks ever. It's quite comical now how terrible they are. But at one time, before I had done any type of inner child work, looked at my childhood issues, I took it very personally that she was so bad at it. And I made it mean something about me. And I thought she was the gatekeeper to what was possible for me. And so that required a lot of fucking therapy. And when I say a lot, not really. Like, I mean, it's life you would be living anyway, but maybe 6 months at a time here and there, right? And then doing self-work on it, acknowledging what was going on there and being able to make different choices. But as I've now, I'm on the other side of all of that, I can see why I would choose her to be my mom. Because if nothing else, it's a nice foundation of what not to do. And then the resilience that it takes to make a different choice. Because we do become our programming if we don't acknowledge that we grew up in that environment, right? So our subconscious mind is very powerful. And if it was programmed to quit, to give up, it can be a very easy place to go. It becomes a default setting. And you have to consciously and diligently reprogram yourself so that you have a different default setting. Yeah? All right, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are ready to get it done and complete what you start, oh man, I know for sure I can help you in every way possible. If you are willing to show up and do the work and be open-hearted about it, and love yourself through the process and kick your excuses and self-sabotage to the curb. Yeah, I can fully and completely support you in getting it done and completing what you start so that you can live your most amazing life. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to the massive result intuitive coaching package. Thank you so much for listening to this program. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care.